WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A new action thriller has just opened, and this one delivers. It's called Face Off, directed by John Woo, and starring John Travolta and Nicolas Cage. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
Back in the late 80s, people began realizing that the world's most exciting action director was the Hong Kong filmmaker John Woo. Insanely violent and deliriously emotional, his movies were like operas, but with shootouts instead of arias. When Woo moved to Hollywood, his fans worried that the system might turn him into a studio hack, and these fears seemed justified by Hard Target and Broken Arrow. But Woo, it turned out, was just paying his dues, and his new movie Face Off could have been made by nobody else. Funny, exciting, and exuberantly acted, it's the closest thing to a Hong Kong movie ever made in Hollywood. John Travolta plays Sean Archer, an FBI agent obsessed with killing the terrorist who murdered his son. That terrorist is Castor Troy, a gleeful sociopath played by Nicolas Cage. For reasons too baroque to explain here, these mortal enemies wind up having their faces surgically exchanged, so that Travolta becomes the terrorist Castor, who now looks like Archer, while Cage becomes the good guy, who looks like the bad guy. The loser in this swap is the FBI man, who gets tossed into a maximum security prison where nobody's about to believe some story about switching faces. Meanwhile, the evil Castor is having a ball, becoming a hero and sleeping with Archer's wife, who's nicely played by Joan Allen. Happily amoral, Castor even comes on to Archer's teenage daughter, at one point sauntering up to her bedroom and grabbing a pack of cigarettes from her desk.
Clarissa left those here.
I won't tell Mom if you don't.
When did you start smoking?
You'll be seeing a lot of changes around here. Papa's got a brand new bag. Ow! I'll do the jump. I'll do the swing.
Woo has few rivals when it comes to action. And there are some terrific scenes here, including an amazing shootout at a church. But these scenes are less thrilling than they might be, because Hollywood has already stolen and overused many of Woo's trademark images, such as guys flying parallel to the floor with both guns blazing. Typically, though, Hollywood hasn't stolen what keeps Woo's work from being cynical, a big, goofy, sentimental streak redolent of the early silent movies. Woo believes absolutely in his characters' visceral love for their family and friends, and his movies are all about what happens when these primal loyalties get tangled up in the struggle between good and evil. Nothing could be more Woo-ish than this story about a cop and a killer having to cope with crossed identities. Travolta and Cage are perfect for such a swap because they both have a knack for seeming ambiguous. Both are able to cry. Both are able to kill with a smile. Travolta has the flashier and more entertaining role. The evil Castor thinks it's kind of cool to have a new identity, and Travolta clearly relishes the chance to show us Papa's brand new bag. The actor cuts loose from his familiar suave style and starts hamming it up as the crazy Castor, which means he's also doing a Nick Cage impression. Travolta turns Castor's wickedness into such a giddy dance that he initially threatens to steal the whole movie. But eventually Cage makes a comeback, not least because Archer's the more interesting character. For while Travolta plays a guy who enjoys fooling around with the new face, Cage must do two opposite things at the same time. He must show us Archer's desperate attempt to seem like the cocky, brutal Castor, and he must make us feel Archer's agony at being forced to play this role. Perpetually torn between tears and maniacal grins, Cage's face looks like it's having a nervous breakdown. He makes us see that Archer is coming to understand evil far more than Castor is learning about goodness. Now, I don't want to leave you thinking that Face Off is some sort of masterpiece. It's too formulaic for that. But it is incredibly enjoyable. And it serves as an intelligent antidote to moronic spectacles like Con Air, Speed 2, or the new Batman, which are all about big commotions. Face Off is about big emotions and big, juicy Hollywood acting. This is one action movie whose real fireworks come from the stars.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.